everyone. We're back again, this time with our podcast voice.
Hello. How are you?
So we're still here.
Still here.
With Cindy.
And Kristen. We gotta stop it. We can't do these podcasts.
No, because I've been listening to myself, Kristen. And then I feel like I've been like too loud at times. And well, I think people want to be relaxed when they hear us.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. You should just stop listening to yourself. Juliet loves us, remember?
Hey, hi, Juliet. Anyway. So in this episode, right after Kristen come back from her trip.
Yes.
This is why we are MIA.
MIA.
Last week. But she's back.
I'm back.
So Kristen's back now. And this week we're going to be talking all about feelings.
Feelings.
Just a feeling. That's a Maroon 5 song.
Oh, I was thinking of a different song.
Oh, it's a different song? Yeah. We're not in sync to the
we're decades apart.
Anyway, so for feelings.
Yes.
The Indonesian word for feelings is perasaan.
Perasaan.
Yeah.
Just like that. Perasaan.
Yeah. Perasaan.
Perasaan.
And then when you say aku merasa.
Aku apa?
Merasa.
Merasa.
That means like I feel.
Aku merasa.
Yeah. Okay. And then you're gonna add the feeling after that. Okay. So if like merasa. You're saying like I'm feeling happy.
Mm-hmm.
Aku merasa senang.
Aku merasa senang.
Yeah. So feelings mm-hmm. is perasaan.
Perasaan.
When you're like saying like, you're feeling something, mm-hmm. you're gonna say aku merasa.
Aku merasa.
Mm-hmm.
Aku merasa.
Mm-hmm. And happy is senang.
Senang.
You can also say bahagia.
Bahagia? Mm-hmm. I have never heard that one.
Bahagia is usually said at weddings.
Oh. Mm-hmm. It's a special kind of happy. Reserved only for weddings.
But we say that a lot. But I mean, like, senang is more of like a temporary happiness. Are you happy, happy, happy? Yeah, yeah, senang.
Senang. Yeah, okay.
Let's have fun. Usually when we say bersenang-senang, means like you're going to a party or something, then bersenang-senang.
Bersenang-senang.
Mm-hmm. S-E-N-A-N-G. Senang.
Senang.
Mm-hmm. So senang means happy, but like in a temporary form. Aku merasa senang. I'm just happy.
But isn't that all happiness?
No, but like when you're saying like when I spend time with you, when you use the word bahagia.
Bahagia.
Bahagia, B A, H A G I A. Bahagia. It's bahagia. A more like, well, kamu membuatku merasa bahagia. You make me very happy in the. In a more like,
which is why you would say it at weddings because you're hoping that, and praying that your husband or your wife will forever make you happy.
But like the translation is always just happy.
Yeah.
But senang is more like a temporary fun, okay. And bahagia is more like an overall happy feeling.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah. So senang, bahagia.
Bahagia, bahagia, and senang.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And moving to darker topics, when you want to say like. You're disappointed.
Oh, yeah. Disappointed. Right?
Sometimes people disappoint you.
Mm-hmm.
Aku. Kecewa.
Kecewa. Kecewa. How
do you spell it?
K-E. E.
C.
C.
E.
E.
W.
W.
A.
A. Kecewa.
Mm-hmm. Kecewa. Disappointed.
Ooh, I can use this one a lot.
Yeah.
Kecewa.
Aku kecewa.
Mm,
aku kecewa. Or you can say, kamu mengecewakan aku.
You made me disappointed.
You disappointed me. Yeah.
Oh.
Aku kecewa. I am disappointed.
Mm.
Kamu mengecewakan aku. You disappointed me.
Ooh, that one. Ooh.
Yeah. And then when you say, you make me sad.
Mm-hmm.
Kamu membuat aku sedih.
Sedih.
S-E-D-I-H. Sedih. Sedih is sadness.
Sadness. Sedih.
Mm-hmm.
It's bringing me down. I'm thinking about all of the different situations.
The different situation where you might feel disappointed.
Yeah, like when Mika wakes up every 15 minutes after she was sleeping through the night.
And then you're disappointed.
Mika!
Aku kecewa. Kamu bangun. I'm disappointed. You woke up.
My 4-month-old.
Yeah, kecewa, sedih, senang, bahagia. And if you want to say excited, mm-hmm. I'm excited. Well, there's not really a word for like the excitement, but sometimes you can say semangat.
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 Mm-hmm. Okay.
S-E-M-A-N-G-A-T. Mm-hmm. Semangat.
Okay. Semangat.
They just mean like energetic.
Okay.
So you're like, I'm really energetic about this.
Wait, why don't you guys have a word for like excited?
Excited.
Because you can be excited without being energetic. Maybe.
So when you say like, I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm trying to think of a word of like, what would I use if I say like, well, I can't wait for that. It's like,
yeah, I'm excited to be Kristen's neighbor.
you
didn't. you didn't quite respond the way. kamu merasa jewa.
Oh, when you can't wait for something, uh-huh. you can say tidak sabar.
Tidak sabar.
Can't wait. Yeah.
Tidak sabar.
Patience is sabar, right?
Sabar.
Tidak.
So no patience.
I can't wait. Aku gak sabar ketemu kamu. I can't wait to see you.
Aww.
Aku gak sabar ketemu kamu.
Yeah. Wait, sabar.
Yeah. S-A-B-A-R.
S-A-B-A-R?
Mm-hmm.
Sabar.
Sabar.
So tidak sabar. I can't wait! So you're my neighbor!
When you are feeling... What are the other...
Okay.
Oh, when you're feeling angry.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's Mara.
Mara. Oh, I know that one. Mara.
Yeah. M-A-R-A-H.
Yes.
R-A-H. Mara.
Mara.
Mm-hmm.
Mara.
Usually we say... when you can also say marah-marah. Mm-hmm. That's like just the act of getting angry,
yeah.
right? So my mom is... like always getting angry all the time. So when you're trying to say that, then you say mama suka marah-marah. Right? So my mom likes to get angry. So mama suka marah-marah.
Oh no, and I bet you that my kids say that about me. If they can speak in English.
Mama marah sama aku. So yeah. My mom was mad at me.
Mm. Mm. Oh, what'd you do this time?
No. I'm too old to get my mom mad at me. Now she's just like, look at me in silent disappointment. Yeah, so angry is mad.
Mad. Okay. What about I'm feeling tired?
There's two words.
Ooh, okay.
The more casual way mm-hmm. is to say capek.
Capek.
C-A-P-E-K. Capek.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's just tired.
Yeah.
Duh aku capek.
Yeah.
So you're just tired.
Mm-hmm.
You can also say lelah.
Lelah.
But that's like more of like, you use it in songs and stuff. So like, oh, I'm so tired. It's like lelah aku. You know right? L-E-L-A-H. Lelah.
Lelah. Is that more like you're aku tired of lelah. Something? Like you're tired of like
it's life. Like, I'm exhausted. Aku lelah. You know, I'm exhausted.
Can I use that outside of a song?
Yeah. Aku lelah dengan hubungan ini. I'm tired of this relationship. Aku lelah.
You write that one down for me?
No, yeah. So you
check
can
your guidebooks.
So you can say aku lelah.
Aku lelah.
Or aku capek.
Aku capek.
Capek is more like my body is aching. Capek.
Yeah.
But lelah can also mean...
like mentally tired.
Mentally tired.
So I could use both of them.
Got you can... You're currently both of them.
I'm currently both of them.
Yeah. Tired is capek. And lelah.
Lelah.
Mm-hmm.
Lelah.
Lelah. Kristen... capek sekali,
mm-hmm.
very tired,
mm-hmm.
setelah pulang dari Jepang.
Because I just came back from Japan.
Mm-hmm. So that's how you would use it in a sentence. Lelah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, what about a feeling of... So we did angry, we did happy,
we did sad, we did disappointed, we did tired.
What about... I know that there's more feelings than just... what about the... I feel...
Reliefs?
Or, oh, what about stressed out?
Okay.
And then we can do relief.
Stressed out.
Like you're, or anxious.
Oh, okay.
But those are different.
Okay, so anxious is kawatir.
How do you spell that one?
Oh, it's kind of hard to spell. It's K-H-A-H.
K-H?
K-H-A. Okay. Ka.
You already threw me off. Ka. Okay.
K-H-A.
W-A. Kawa.
T-I-R.
Tir.
Kawatir.
Okay.
That's when you're worried. You're anxious.
I'm worried. Oh.
Yeah. So when your kids go home late at night, so when they're like
not there yet.
No, not there yet. But when you have a kid,
when my husband comes home late at night.
Oh yeah. Then you're anxious. So aku khawatir.
Aku
khawatir. So that's worried, anxious. Khawatir. You when you're worried about that person's safety.
Yeah.
Or their whereabouts. Kawatir.
Or who they're with, just kidding.
Kawatir.
Kawatir.
And then when you're relief, after they go home,
aww,
I'm relief.
And they brought me dinner.
And they brought me dinner. That's happy, senang.
Yeah. Senang.
And lega.
Lega. Mm-hmm. L-E-G-A.
Lega.
Lega.
Mm-hmm. Lega is just relief.
Lega. Or like after you go to the bathroom and yeah, you've been holding you it.
I was just about to say. After you pee, lega.
Lega.
I've been really holding my pee. Went to the bathroom.
Lega.
That's easy, right?
Yeah.
After the word kawatir.
Kawatir.
Like,
lega.
Lega.
I'm relieved that I have an easy word for relieved.
Lega.
You're gonna make a little guide for everybody, right?
Yeah. You can say aku lega, right?
Aku lega.
Yeah, or you can also say
lega.
It's relieving. So that's usually when we add melegakan.
Melegakan.
Mm-hmm. And then you can add me and kan to the end of like all of the words that we just did, and then that will be like it will make it the, what would you say in English, like adjective. No. So like when you say like happy, right? Uh-huh. It's your senang.
Uh-huh.
If that thing is menyenangkan, then
it's what?
It's making you happy.
It's making
that you happy. That thing have a property that makes
you're
you
embarrassing
happy.
Me that I can't tell you.
especially since I was a TSL.
This is embarrassing. Why did you bring that up? Can we edit this out?
We always say we're going to edit it out, but we don't. Well, listeners, you take whatever we can give you.
Yeah, quit grumbling. Actually, nobody's grumbled. Everyone's been very nice, all three of you.
Thank you. We are very happy.
Yeah.
Kita sangat senang.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to all of your feedback.
Yeah.
Mendengarkan pesan-pesan dari kalian.
Pesan-pesan.
Messages. Pesan-pesan.
Pesan
is just message.
Message.
Pesan is messages.
Got
we receive more than one.
Oh, it makes us so senang sekali.
Yeah. Senang sekali. You just added that sekali.
I add sekali at the end of everything, and I don't know why.
Well, it's like panas sekali, dingin sekali.
Mm-hmm. I do sakit sekali, and then somebody made fun of me for saying that.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law.
Oh, that's a feeling.
Yeah, but she said
sakit.
Sakit. Sick.
Hurt.
Sick. Isn't it also sick?
It's also sick. But when you say like my, it's, you made me, you hurt me.
Oh.
Sakit.
Oh, you mean like
you hurt me.
My feelings.
Kamu menyakiti aku.
You hurt me.
Mm-hmm. You hurt me.
Oh, I need to remember that.
That's
one.
that doesn't always just mean like physically sick or like you're down like, with the flu. You're not just like
your heart
sick.
Could be.
But
so,
yeah, your heart is like
my
in
heart
pain.
Is sick.
So kamu menyakiti aku. You've hurt me. So I don't know why we're just like having problems with remembering all of the feelings and names of the feelings. Yeah. I know we have more feelings.
We do have more.
Then probably we'll just make it into a part 2.
Part 2, all the feelings we forgot.
to all the feelings we forgot before. So, but at
least, if you have a feeling that wasn't mentioned,
just message us.
We love messages.
More than one.
If you could send us two.
Yeah, so we've learned Senang.
Sedih. Wait, what's sedih again?
Sad.
Listen, it's been a long day. It's been a long day.
It's been a long week. It's been a long week. It's been a long month.
Yes, sad. Sedih.
Capek.
Lelah.
Khawatir.
Lega. Wait, what was mad?
Mara.
Oh, I know that one. That's the one that I actually know. Mara. I hear my husband yelling at my kids.
Yeah. Then he is mara at your kid.
Yeah. Oh, that happens.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have any patience.
Okay.
But it's different.
What is patience?
Dina, what's it start with?
S.
They all start with S's.
Sabar.
Yeah.
Tidak sabar.
Yeah, tidak sabar. Mm-hmm. No patience, but not in a good way.
No patience, tidak sabar. So he is angry,
Mara.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can use those words.
Oh, I will. I'll use them today.
Express your feelings.
I can't wait to express all my feelings to my husband.
All right,
the disappointment
guys. And
the dishes not being done.
You can just like point at the dishes and say, kachewa.
Oh, he's going to make me stop doing this podcast. Oh, he wants to keep me ignorant.
All right. So that's it, I guess, for this week about talking all about feelings. Well, we love messages.
Yeah.
And we've mentioned we love messages so much.
Did we?
And hopefully this week we'll actually have a guide.
Yeah.
So, don't mention it.
Maybe we should just sit down and write all of the guys and get back to you.
Okay.
We'll just put out a book.
People doesn't even listen to the podcast. Do they even want to read our book?
If you want a guide, send us a message.
Anyway, have a good week, guys.
You too. And Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Whatever you celebrate. Well, happy whatever.
Happy whatever.
Cool. Okay, bye.